Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
And that, of course, is Pastor T, Thou Art Worthy. And Pastor T is on the line with me. You are listening to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Pastor T, how are you?
I'm doing good and yourself, ma'am.
I am doing well. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. And this is how we are going to welcome you.
Thank you very much.
So who is Pastor T?
Okay, Pastor T is someone who was born in Mafikeng, Northwest Province. Yeah, I was born and raised there, attended school there, and I got married there in the lovely province, Northwest. And I'm a child of God. I'm a pastor also. I serve God. I love God. I gave my life to Jesus at an early age when I was still a young person, at the age of 15 years, and I've been serving God since until now. And also, that's what I've been doing, following and loving Jesus with all my heart. This is Pastor T for you who loves the Lord, and also I minister in worship.
So Muruti Oto Kukai Kuma Hikeng Batung Mahika Hikeng Kuma Ho.
Yes, from Kuma Hikeng, from a village called Mahokwe.
What? So I was just guessing.
Yeah.
I was just guessing. Wow. Okay, that is so awesome. But you love the Lord. And now,
yes, I love the Lord.
But now you have been called to share the word with God's people in both the Rhema word, I'm going to use that language, and in song as well. How did you get that right? Because I find a lot of people, especially musicians, who would be confused to say, I'm called into singing, but I find myself constantly having to go out there and minister in the word, or vice versa. How did you get it right?
Okay, no, thank you very much for the question. Firstly, you just need to balance both of them, preaching the word and also singing. And if you can balance them, and you know when is the time to worship, to praise and worship God in song, and also when is the time to go out, preach the gospel, to preach to the people of God, you will get it right. So it's not that difficult. You just need to know when and how to do it. And with the help of the Lord, and everything will go well. You just need to know the timing. Because also, with music, when we praise and worship God, we are also preaching to the people, also preaching to the nation. And you just have to know how to do it. And I believe the Holy Spirit is the one who always helps us, who always guides us. And how and when to do it. We only depend on Him. And without Him, we wouldn't get this right. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, it's very easy, and we are able to do it. Thank you.
But at the beginning, was it confusing as well to you, like with many artists?
I beg your pardon?
Was it confusing at the beginning for you too, like many other artists?
I wouldn't say it was, because one thing that I did, I did not run into music, though I started music a long time ago when I was still a young person. I prepared myself, I learned how to do it, I learned so many things, so it was not difficult for me to balance the two, or difficult to do both of them, because I had to know how to do it, and that helped me a lot.
What helped you to stand, Muruti? You said you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ at the age of 15. Did you say 15 or 14? But right there. Yeah. What kept you? How did you keep standing up until now? And what are some of the challenges that you experienced as a teenager growing in the Lord?
Okay. Yeah, what kept me is that if you give your life wholeheartedly to the Lord, that you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, it's going to be easy. It's not going to be difficult, though there are challenges. There is a peer pressure. There are challenges as a young person that the enemy would just bring. But if you are rooted in Christ, you know the word of God, you eat the word, and then you also engage into prayer. Mm-hmm. I think the two will help you to stand. The two will help you to go on. When others are giving up, they stop serving God, but will keep on going because you know who you are and whose you are. Mm-hmm. And I believe that will keep you as a young person until you come to a certain stage and you will not leave what you have received. Thank you very much.
Wow, Muruti, that is like really awesome. So we had your first song that says Thou Art Worthy. When one listens to it, is what we would call a worship song in our churches. How did that song come about?
Okay, that song, I wrote it a long time ago before I even went to the studio to record. And it has been there. And I told myself that the moment I go to the studio to record, this is one of the songs that I'm going to, because I loved it. And I only did it in English. Mm. But when I go to the studio, the producer that I was working with, Mr. Tapelo Makwela, and then he helped translating it to other languages like Swana and Zulu. Mm. And it came out so nice. Mm. But it has been there. I just kept it and I said, this song, I am going to do it one day when I go to record. And
wow.
I loved it.
Yeah. Wow. And there's another one that says, We Bless You, Lord. Tell us about that one.
Mm. Oh, that one is one of the songs that when I was growing up as a young person, we used to sing it in church. Mm. And I loved the song. And also I said, no, man, because I love this song, a nice song, and we tell God who He is, what He is, what He has done to us. It must be one of the songs that I'm going to also record. And we get to the studio, and we worked on it until it came out so nice. Mm. It's a nice song I've been loving since I was a young person, and until I go to the studio to record it.
Wow, let's go to that one. We bless the Lord and come back to talk to Pastor T some more.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
My week of brilliant jams.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Mm-hmm. And that one is, of course, Pastor T. Yet again, awesome sounds there. We bless you, Lord. And that also is a worship song. The time now, 26 minutes, just before 3. And at 3 o'clock, you have Dramini Yohan also with you on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Kodiputi is with you on Spectrum right now, Heart to Heart with you, Tot Driir. And I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor T. Now, the question is, Pastor T, why the name Pastor T? How did that one come about? I mean, Muruti, Livicho Lagare Kitse, Pomus, Biale?
Yes. Okay. For me to move to Pastor T, because I'm a pastor and my name is Tep, and the first letter for Tep is T. And I just took the first letter there. from my name, mm-hmm. and that's why I said Pastor T as my stage name.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally didn't feel like, you know, it's not a nice stage name, but when time goes on, the name, I fell in love with it, and it combined so well. And I loved it also, and people begin to love it also because I'm a pastor and temple. And just to say Pastor T instead of Pastor Temple, and it came out so well.
Oh my. Yes. So it's the stage name.
Yes, that's my stage name.
All right. So, Moruti, in terms of your music, are you the only one who's writing your songs?
Most of the songs, yes, I write them. There's a one song there from the songs, it says, that song, I dreamt about it. I was just sleeping, and when I was sleeping, I dreamt singing that song, and I woke up singing the song, and immediately I took my phone because I was afraid that we will just forget how it goes and all that.
Mm.
And I recorded the song, and I immediately took the pen, the paper, to write it down.
Mm.
But most of the songs, I write them. Others are the songs that we used to like sing in church, and we just change it there and there just to make it come out so nice.
I see.
My producer as well.
Yeah.
He's been helping there and there in changing the songs so that they come out so nice.
Oh, in arranging. So he helps, but he comes in as an arranger.
Yes, that's correct.
That's like really awesome. I was just listening to the previous one. So with some of the songs, you would come up with a song and mix it with what we know.
Yes.
You are wonderful. You are worthy to be praised. That way, I'm like, oh, okay.
And it came out so nice.
It is a blessing, Moruti. So when you're writing these songs, or when they are playing inside, do they start ministering to you first before you bring them to us? Or how does it work?
Yes, that's correct. Because, you know, I cannot stop. I listen to them every day.
Mm.
They are my songs. I'm used to them, but I'm not getting used to them. Let me put it that way, because they also minister to me. When maybe I feel down, or maybe something has disturbed me, I just go to my songs and I listen to them, and then after that, I'll just feel blessed, feel okay, better.
Mm.
Because they are ministering to me firstly. Before they could go and minister to people, they need to start to minister to me first. And I know that if they minister to me, it's going to be easy to minister to the other person who continue to listen to them, maybe for the first time in that matter.
Kya horata, Jesu. I love you.
Yes, that song, you know, that's what I was talking about. One day I was sleeping, and early in the morning, I can't remember the time, I dreamt singing that song, only to find out I was singing it out loud in my sleep.
Huh?
And I woke up singing the song.
Yeah.
And I immediately took my phone to record it. Before I could go down and arrange the lyrics and all that.
Mm.
And I recorded it. And then I went to the studio, and it came out so nice. I told the producer that this song, I talked about it. We need to work on it. We need to do something. And he did not just say anything. We began to work on it, and it came out so nice. And that song ministers to me, even to my wife.
Mm.
She loves that song. It ministers very well.
Mm.
Every time she would just play the song, or when the song is playing, she would just sing along it, because it's a nice and wonderful song that lifts up the name. I say to Jesus, I love you because you love me first. I will not be here if you did not die for me to show that love.
Yeah.
By dying for me at Calvary. Yeah.
Wow. Maruti, let's hear that song. And we are really grateful for the love that he has shown to us at Calvary.
A week of great jams. This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We simply cannot get enough of God's Word. Read our daily devotionals, The Word for Today, where every word counts. Send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
And that's where you at. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Kia horata, Jesso, I love you. And that is Pastor T. We're sitting on 15 minutes just before 3 o'clock. We are talking to Pastor T, who ministers the word in song. And he loves the Lord. Ah, you can just tell it from his songs and from whenever he talks to us that he is just loving the Lord and so grateful for the Lord in his life. Muruti, so how do you balance then the ministry in church and when you have to go out?
No, thank you for that question. Yes, I need to be balancing the two because I should not forget that I was specially called for the ministry to work for the Lord. So I don't have to forget myself and live what I'm called for. Yes, I'm called for worship also. The Lord is ministering through me to people through music. But I need to balance the two. I need to know every time when there's invitation to go and minister with music, firstly I'll check if it's going to maybe come at the same time with the work of the Lord when I have to do something for the Lord. And if they are coming at the same time, I'll maybe probably choose the work of the Lord because that comes first. And always I make sure that every time when I go to minister with me, it does not interfere with the work of the Lord. I need to have God first and do the work of the Lord first before I can go out. Also, not forgetting that by going to minister, someone will be touched, someone will be, his or her life will be changed through music. So I'm trying to balance the two so that I will not be confused. I will not focus more on going out than doing the work of the Lord. And I always ask the Holy Spirit to guide me, to help me, because the only one who can help me in that regard.
So, Muruti, what advice would you... Let me see if there's someone on the line for us. Okay, I think I saw you. Hello, Sibongile. Sibongile saw it a little bit late. So if you're calling in for Pastor T, you can call in again. 012-334-1322 is opened. The lines are opened, so you can talk to us on those lines. You can call in again. So, Muruti, what would you say to somebody who is starting out in the ministry and they are quite not sure how to go about it, especially I'm talking about the music ministry?
Okay. Yeah, it's a serious question that maybe many of the upcoming musicians would face. But the Holy Spirit, like I always mention him, he's the one who helps us. Mm. If maybe you are confused, don't know what to do, or you don't know where to start, I think going to the Lord and praying that he helps you is the best way to go. So firstly, allow God to help you.
Mm.
The Bible says, let all our plans, let's submit them to the Lord, and they will be successful. So every plan that we have, even the plan of being a worshiper as gospel artist, you don't have to do it because you know how to sing, but allow the Holy Spirit to help you, to guide you, to tell you where to go, what to do and what not to do. You will not get it wrong if he's in charge.
Okay, then. Babunkosi, how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
Ninjani, Pastor T.
I'm going to go.
I'll just go see Abusa, Pastor T.
Amen.
Umculomnandi nisipha wona Pastor T.
Amen.
Sibonge noNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho.
Hallelujah.
Ukuthi wena ngakathi thina sidlala ngemoto wena bodlala ngeBhayibheli. Una
ngini. Amen.
Yeah.
Buhle lokho ngobe i-background yakhawunta.
Yeah.
Ya, ibaluleke kakhulu i-background. Yabona into uma ukhule ngayo. Awufani nomuntu oyithole sekamdala. Akuba nomehluko nje omkhulu.
Amen.
Ya, kumuntu okhule ngento nomuntu oyithole endleleni sekamdala.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ya, sibonga nelizwi esilithola la kulomculo wakho. Ngoba ngempela uyashumayela.
Amen.
Uzwile usisi Sibongile akubuza ukuthi wenza njani uma kufanele ushumayele pulpit, kanti kufanele nalaphuza ukuyoshumayela. Usuku ungakadoji, usuku ushumayela.
It's just in song.
Uvakashele kwelinye ibandla.
Uh-huh.
No, ngiyabonga mfundisi wami, kepha ngiphazamiswe le gama lakho uPastor T, nebengicaba ukuthi basho le T yabo joke lena.
Oh my. Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Have a blessed one. Bye bye. Oh my. We've come to the end. Thank you, Babunkosi, for ministering and talking to Pastor T, saying that the background really counts. You can tell if somebody just grabbed it from somewhere, but we hear that you grew up with it. And I love how he puts it.
Yes.
When they were playing with cars, you were playing with the Bible. And so you are rich in the word. And he's also celebrating the fact that when you go out there to minister in song, you are also preaching out there. So keep doing the great work that you do. And yes, may the Lord keep keeping you, Muruti. May he bless you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, give you his peace and good success in all that you do. Where do we get your music?
Come on.
Where can we get your music?
Okay, you can get my music on Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify, and on Rap, you can get it there. And yeah, I think we are on also in Twitter, you can get it there.
All righty then. All righty then. Thank you so much, Pastor T, for talking to us. May God awesomely bless you. So you are not the T that Pastor Babungos is talking about.
No, thank you very
the tea
much.
That we drink. But you are a blessing. Thank you so much. Have a blessed one, Muruti. God.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And so, family, you have heard that you can get Pastor T's music from Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, and Born. Just go to the social platforms and look for Pastor T-E-E. It's Pastor T-E-E. So the pastor is your the way we write pastor, but the T is T-E-E. Hiya, T, Babunkosi. Hiya, Rooibos. I am signing out. I had a wonderful time with you, my family, hoping that you also had a wonderful one. And may your weekend be blessed. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leaving with the sounds of Matima Muremi Yahweh as we say hello to Germany. You and else on something else. And do remember, after Germany, you have Lukomkwe Diputi. Hello, Germany. You and else. Ntate Mane on the controls. Do enjoy the rest of our shows and have a blessed and a great weekend.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.